You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
From downtown Oshkosh on a beautiful morning. High in the upper 40s coming up today. Mostly cloudy with showers. Brewers coming on today. 135 on WISS. Take down the Rockies once again. Coming off that 17-2 win last night. Special thanks to Josh Kuhn, Northwestern Mutual. Autism Acceptance Month. Man, what some interesting things he had to say. Things, again, we just... I don't know if our heads are in the sand sometimes with things we're just not aware of in the community.
Well, what I said to him was, I think an important message that he gave was... Don't be embarrassed if you don't have a plan, right? And if you ever feel like you are, it's too late, that you're kind of screwed,
right?
Maybe you just make that phone call. And it was nice to have that message from him today.
Do you think it's too late for me?
Yep. Just saying, well, I think it probably is.
Let's just cut to the chase. Don't even answer on that one.
I think you have to have an income if you can have a plan.
Hi, this is Josh Kuhn. Hey, Josh Mino. You said it's never too late? Well, I am so busy, John.
But I think if you have someone who may have a disability, it's going to cost more than...
Yep.
And it was amazing.
The numbers.
And I think you need to go see somebody.
What did he say? $2 million?
$2 million.
Not $2 million.
Yeah.
$2 million over what it would cost with a...
Eye-opening.
Incredible.
So you need...
Because it's not expensive enough raising kids, much less double it or triple it.
$1.78 million with, you know, a kid that's going to be a normal kid. You have to factor that with, you know, double it or maybe even triple it. You got to go see somebody and say, look, help me.
Yep.
So,
Ian Wagner, Fifth Ward Brewery, he was great. And our next guest is already trying to sneak out one of the beers that Ian Wagner left us here. Yeah. Wow. Nice job getting your guests here, Todd. Wow.
Yeah.
Marla Kopecky, Penny, Focus on Freedom. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, just talking to you during our break here was fascinating. So I'm just going to shut up and let you go. Jim, give her a proper introduction.
I guess, you know, yes, we did talk to you before we came on the air. And Focus on Freedom offers one-on-one support for individuals with diverse abilities in home and community. And I think this is what this next sentence provide. By growing team and carefully selecting trainers. And this is, you know, you've kind of lived where they are. Mm-hmm. So tell us about, I mean, that's a broad statement, you know, Focus on Freedom, but what is it?
So it's really been crafted over time and been an evolution of my career in the profession from starting out as a in-home autism therapy, ABA therapy, into teaching, into supporting families through my business with daily living skills and really noticing that a lot of times we focus on the client and miss the caregiver part. Mm-hmm. And that's really now the evolution that we're coming to is we support not only the client, but the family. And when we're looking for trainers and staff, we're really looking for that right fit and the person who has that passion and that desire to want to help others.
It's got to be those two things, passion, desire versus just collecting a paycheck. Critical.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I think there's a lot of people out there with a passion. I want to just say that, but that doesn't necessarily mean there's a match.
Correct. That is 100% true. In fact, and this is kind of a interesting story. I was hiring a paraprofessional, and this was many years ago, and she asked me one time, she goes, how did you decide on me? She goes, I'm sure there were other more like qualified or there were more this or there were more that. And I said, but I'm looking for the fit that fits the dynamic of who we are. I'm looking for a fit that fits the family dynamic. I'm looking for a fit that fits this. So it's really about finding the right fit, because when you find the right fit, people are going to stay because they feel connected. You're a part of their family. It's very vulnerable for a family, for someone to come into their home, and you're seeing their life day in and day out. And it's also vulnerable for the trainer when they're going into the home and the families there watching them work, right? So when you think about that, it's a real state of vulnerability on both sides.
And I just want to read it because this is part of your mission statement, because what you're saying is a mirror of this. The work is personal for me. I have lived through long meltdowns. Mm-hmm. I've sat with families through some of their hardest moments. I know what it's like to feel overwhelmed and still have to show up. That's why everything I do is built around real life, not perfect plans or quick fixes, but practical, compassionate tools that help people grow together. Boy, that says it all.
That's 100% it. Wow. I mean, I've lived it as a teacher. You have the amazing years, and I've lived it in this world.
What kind of teaching did you do?
Special
ed, right?
I did. I started out K-2 with significant needs, and then I rolled into it's like an autism evaluator. At the time, our district had one of those positions. So I did that for 3 years, which then rolled into a program support teacher, supporting teachers, which I didn't really love what they call a LEA, which is a representative. Exactly. I can tell by your look, Lionel. You're like, exactly, which is a part of like what I do. I clarify the lingo. So the LEA is the person, it's the legal representative, because an education plan for special education is a legally binding document. So you need to have a legal representative there. And so a part of the program support teacher role was that piece. And I that wasn't for me. I wanted to be more hands-on, supporting teachers, supporting kids. And I went back in the classroom in a middle school setting, which I absolutely loved until I left in 2023.
That's the hardest job there is in education. Let's be honest. Why did you take the hardest job there is in education? The most challenging job?
This is going to sound really strange, and it took me a really long time to realize it. And that same para that I was talking about before kind of had to beat me over the head with it, for lack of a better word. And she said, Marla, you have a gift, and you see what everybody can do. And that's what you push them towards. And when I first met you, she goes, I thought you were so mean, but I realized I was looking at it like a parent, and you were looking at the kids going, but I know you can do this, and I want you to try, and you're going to try again, and you're going to try again. And
you didn't
coddle
them.
If you fail, it's okay. I will help you, but I need you to try first. And she goes, and as I watched you over the course of those months, she goes, I saw how much you love the kids love you, but you have an expectation of everyone being involved and of everybody doing the work. It's okay if we fail, but we're going to fail together, and we're going to keep moving forward, and that's why you succeed.
Phenomenal.
And I think that's so important that you take your time and find the right person, because to find the wrong one and have it not work can be perceived as rejection. It can be, mm-hmm. you know, and that is not good for anyone,
right.
Even people who are healthy, much less or don't have challenges. So I applaud you for that. And I think you like you said, mm-hmm. I think I'm sorry you lived through some difficult times, but on the other hand, you picked the best person. So you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah. And that's a natural part of owning a company like this, is not always spot on. And I have some amazing lead trainers who now we do like the interviews together, because
right.
obviously other perspectives, more minds coming together makes it an even better success and a better fit. And we talk about all of that, and who do we think, which client this person would work for, right. and do they have an opening at this point, or, you know, so we look at all of those pieces and parts, because it really is, we're putting quality together, not just right. finding like
a worker. Let me just read once again part of your mission statement here. Focus on freedom, direct services for individuals and families. We offer one-on-one support for individuals with diverse abilities in the home and community, provided by a growing team of carefully selected trainers. We don't match just anyone with a client. We look for the right fit so that trust, consistency, and connection can lead to real lasting growth. We currently have 2 part-time leads and 15 part-time trainers supporting families. We continue to grow with intention, not speed. We're always looking for the right people who align with our core values of ability, purpose, and love. That's awesome.
So there's no shortage of clients.
Correct.
In the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I just want to touch on the commerce. You can tell me, mm-hmm. talk about whatever you want. It's my understanding that the state of Wisconsin is pretty good when it comes to autism assistance.
not just autism, but children with diverse abilities. Right, yes,
our state
is phenomenal. So
can I just ask him? You said diverse abilities. You did not say disabilities. Mm-hmm, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
That was very intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Please expound on that. Because
mm-hmm.
I've never heard that before and I love it.
Oh, I'm glad you love it. So again, to the core of who I am, this is where it comes from. And I have received a little bit of a backlash on it.
On that?
And here's why. And I understand why. I understand why. So in working in all the years, a lot of things happen. But when a parent hears your child has been diagnosed with, okay, automatically what do people do?
Feel sorry for him. Yeah.
What did my expectation just
right,
do?
Right, exactly.
When I was teaching, and it's not that people have this about them. It's just they don't know. And you don't know what you don't know, so you can't do better until you know better. I believe that very strongly in everything I do and who I am. And a lot of people, baby talk. I'm going to give you a hard example, baby talk. Like when I am working with a client or a student and they have more of a significant need, immediately what do? Oh, hi, how are you? Oh, it's so good to see you. Do you notice the tone difference?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? In middle school, do you think they want that? Absolutely not. So I used to say we always taught the finest things because we taught real language too. And we talked to all of our students, our clients, incommensurate with their age. So that's a foundation of who I am. And so I started really, the term disability never sat well with me because it really is, the base of the term is what can't you do, right? And so this is going to be like a crazy analogy, but it is one. I love basketball and the Chicago Bulls, my favorite team of all time.
Beep, like, beep, yeah. Beep, back it up.
Yeah.
Back it up.
Yeah.
Bucks, what? I'm sorry.
I know. Right. Still, yeah. Hey, you cannot argue with Michael
Jordan. Look at the time. Hey, thank you for being here.
Thanks for coming in.
So, let's go back. Oh, Pat Trace, let's talk some more beer.
Right? But with that, I can't levitate like that man can. I can't shoot a ball like that. But I guarantee you he can't do what I do either. Does that mean... by the core definition, right?
You're less than him in some way?
Exactly. No. Everyone has abilities.
It's phenomenal. We're going to keep you around. Marla Kapitsky-Penny, Focus on Freedom. This is great stuff. I mean, we could do about 3 hours, just keep going on. And I like how we were talking and you just flippantly said, no, Mino.
Sorry.
She's my spirit animal.
Yeah, she is. Quick break, back with more. Walls of London.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Come under the mayor, coming your way from WISS, downtown Oshkosh, in a beautiful morning. We're with Marla Kapitsky-Penny, Focus on Freedom. Fascinating stuff. Just great, great stuff.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, so we're talking to your business, which is a niche business. You're training people to work with people who need help, especially in the area of caregiving and in the field of autism. But before we move on, I want to just talk about the state of Wisconsin where we live. And you think we get criticized a lot as a state, and I think we have a lot of work to do, but talk about how our state does out of the 50 states and when it comes to supporting people what did you call it? You didn't say
diverse abilities, talking about
as opposed to disabilities.
Yep,
okay.
All the abilities we all have. Yes.
And
are you proud that I picked up on that?
Yeah, I know. I am.
I was very impressed.
Thank you.
I was very impressed. It was a phenomenal question, and one I was nervous to answer because I know how that can ruffle.
All right. So,
So, yeah, I can attest to that. I worked as an educational consultant for a curriculum platform where I would deliver professional development part-time when I had left teaching in 2023. So I worked with people from all over the country and different areas.
Are you homegrown here?
Me? Yeah, I'm from Hilbert.
Hilbert? Yeah. You're a wolf.
Oh, I'm a wolf. You bet. During all those championship years, you bet.
With Coach Moreau?
You bet.
Oh, man. Good days.
Yes. Those were good days. But anyway, back to the States. Everyone who was starting a business, they would connect with me and they would say, how did you find support and funding? And I said, well, honestly, our state has funds set aside. Where they support and offer, you know, supplements and things like that to support our individuals with diverse abilities. I said, I would try to connect with your state. In our state, it's the CLTS program, which is the Children's Long-Term Support Waiver. And I said, check it to see if your state, it's probably going to be called something different, has something like that. And the person actually, this person was in Florida, and she goes, yeah, we don't really have those types of resources, and what we do have is very, very limited.
Wow.
And so I just know in talking with other people, there are states out there that do have those types of supports, but here in Wisconsin, we offer a lot of supports that a lot of other places don't. Do we have room to grow? Is it perfect?
Sure. Yeah, you know? I just was, the Joint Finance Committee held their thing at Kimberly, and, you know, I was, 9 hours of testimony, but I just think the state needs a shout out. I mean, people complain a lot about Wisconsin. I think we're doing a pretty good job on a lot of things. We could do better on a lot of things, but okay, I just want to hear that from you. So what are you looking for in terms of volunteers, in terms of, like you said, the client need isn't that big because people have contacted you saying, look, I need some help from Focus on Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I usually get two requests. It's either for the in-home servicing or for the caregiver support. So the caregiver piece, because there are so many wait lists, 6 to 12 months, 2 years wait list.
Wow.
There are new companies starting. So if you're the first one at the door, yeah, you're going to receive support services. But for companies that have been around a little longer, there's usually a 6, 12, 2 year wait list.
How do you recruit people to your workers? Do you go to schools or any places like pre-nursing students or anything? You know what I mean?
Nope. It's all of those
all
things.
All of those,
and I really rely on my trainers who are, because let's be real, I'm not going to say my age out loud, but I am not social media savvy.
Okay, can I just say something? I broadcast the Hilbert Wolves State Championship game from Camp Randall in 92. Ooh,
yep. My brothers played in that game.
There you go.
So I really utilize a lot of my trainers, their background, their knowledge on how to recruit people in that age range, because they're over 20 years different in my age range and how I think and the terminology that's hot and what I understand, right? That's how you recruit. That's how you find employees, and then you find the people that connect. It still ultimately comes down to word of mouth.
Okay, you seem a very, how should I put it, perceptive. I don't think, let me just put this the other way, because this is something Jim and I have. I think that we the one thing in the world we agree on, we both have really good BS meters. And I think if I came in to do a job interview with you, your BS meter would be short.
Listen, she already knew when she walked in the door when she was walking.
Man, I can't wait till this is over.
But I knew I'd be entertained.
Yeah.
So there is that factor.
Okay, I'll take that one.
No, but I think you're really looking for the person, and then you'll teach them the skills.
100%.
Yeah, that's that.
If you have a passion, a care, a desire, and that's really it, I can help foster and teach. My trainers can help foster and teach. You know, there's the what we call the I do, we do it together, you do model. And that's how we train our trainers, which is the fundamentals of teaching.
And I hope they understand, like, well, Jim's mom is 92, but she's fine. I mean, she still sings on stage basically and stuff. Yeah. But my mom was disabled, and I could tell you years that were better than other years because of her caregiver. It made that big of an impact on her life.
Oh, 100%. Well, and the thing is when I'm teaching you, because this would happen a lot with not only my trainers, but paras, they'll be like, I'm doing it exactly the way you do it. And they are. And I say, here's the key. You are not me. I have a different personality than you. Take the premise of what I'm showing you, but you have to make it your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you do that, that's what the success is.
That's when it's genuine. That's awesome. All right. Great stuff.
If somebody's out there listening and they're saying, this may be for me, what's the best way to contact you to get involved?
Check out my website, focusonfreedom.org, and you'll notice my phone, my email address. Contact me or
Instagram, all those kind
of
things.
That's where I was going next. Okay. Yep. Facebook and Instagram.
He is hip. Wow.
Are you there? Come on, you're with it. Don't sell yourself short. That's awesome.
I'm not done yet, Jim. I was gonna go to it. What about TikTok?
That is the platform I am working to get on. Yeah. But I'm not there yet. That's what I was just talking to my trainers about.
Right.
Literally, at my employee meeting this past Sunday that we had, I said, guys, I know that's what I need to be doing, but like, I just don't have the bandwidth to be able to figure out how to at this point.
You're getting there. All right, Marla.
You just need to be able to dance on TikTok, and then you'll be fine.
Give us one more plug for how people can reach you.
Focusonfreedom.org.
All right.
Phenomenal.
We'll take it.
Beautiful. I hope you get some great candidates out of this.
Yeah, thanks for what you're doing.
Like I said, with my mom and everything, that made such a difference in her life, and it was such an important part of her life. Thanks for you. And I guarantee you, knowing you, you'd hire somebody. If you met her, you'd hire somebody that would take care of Josephine and make her really happy. So thanks so much.
With autism, everything.
So, great stuff. Marla Kopecky, Penny, Focus on Freedom. Go Wolves.
Go Wolves.
All right. We'll be back with Pat Tracy after this. Welcome back. Come on to the mayor here. Coming your way from WISS in downtown Oshkosh. We love being down here. Such a great downtown. Beautiful morning. Finally, some nice weather down here. Upper 40s coming up today. And it is National Golfer Day, which is apropos. Brewers in Action out in Colorado today. We've had some phenomenal guests here. Steve Eliason, International Youth Sailing of Oshkosh. Ian Wenger, Fifth Ward Brewing Company. Top craft pick. Josh Kuhn, Northwestern Mutual, talked about the great thing he's doing with families with autism and other issues. Marla Kopecky, Penny, Focus on Freedom. Man, I'd hire her in a heartbeat. And I got a nice text regarding that, or we got a nice text. I am a caregiver. The right, quote, fit is so important. Janice, thank you very much for what you're doing. Jim, I'm going to give you the honor, and it is a distinct honor, of introducing our next guest.
Before I do that, just another shout out to that Steve with that sailing. That's unbelievable what they have done here in Oshkosh. It's the largest
in the country.
And what he teaches these young kids for fourth, fifth grade, and he opened that up in Green Bay. Probably 12 years ago. And I remember him coming to the office, and so that's a big thing there. But they were all great guests. Thank you, Todd, for doing that. So every community, every city has the cheerleader, and I was reading an article one time, and they had the questions of when you go to a city, and one of the questions is, you know, do they have breweries? What's to do? But who runs this city? And in Oshkosh, I think your name would come to the top.
It is a Pat. It was a long way getting there, Pat, but it's worth it.
Good morning, Northeast Wisconsin.
Pat Tracy, when I think of Oshkosh, I think of you. Discover Oshkosh and... Discover Oshkosh, if that's the right name. Just promote Oshkosh.
Discover Oshkosh.
I know it's Discover Oshkosh, but you do promote Oshkosh, and you got a lot going on. I'm going to turn it over to you, and you're here with, it's your assistant?
Listeners in Radio Land, this is the world premiere of my lovely wife, Dawn Tracy. Welcome, Dawn.
All right,
good
Dawn.
Morning. Good morning.
We met you before, though.
Yes.
Yes, we met Dawn, you when
we were
little.
Yes.
Yeah.
When
we went
it was
to the.
Fun.
It's about a year ago, right now.
That's why.
It pretty
was
close.
And
pretty
so,
close.
Listeners, Dawn. Every time I do the show, Dawn watches the show on Facebook, and then continuously
corrects
me on all of the things that I say that are, you know, incorrect or
she's
completely
doing it in
wrong.
Real time. Is she texting you?
Yes.
Oh yes.
So what? That wasn't breaking news. She's your wife. I got the same thing. You want to see
it
my
be more
text?
Shocking if she said, you know what my wife doesn't do? She doesn't text me during
she
the show.
She doesn't correct me.
Said something stupid.
And she supports. No. I got look at this.
It supports everything I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dawn is the reason that we're in Oshkosh. Dawn wanted to. We were living in Arizona.
Yes.
In the 90s, and Dawn wanted to get back to Wisconsin so our children could have a Wisconsin childhood.
Great.
And we found Oshkosh, and we've been here for 35 years now.
All right.
Yep.
Perfect fit.
Yep. We love it. Who do I throw the question to? What's going on?
You don't seem like an Arizona guy. I got to be honest. You know, I lived in Arizona for 6 years. You don't seem like an Arizona guy. You get too much energy.
John, you should see me with like a July tan.
Okay.
I mean, I am like, I'm like subhuman.
He's
okay.
Bet.
He's wearing it now.
You don't look Nordic at all.
Well, so we are at an amazing juxtaposition as we kind of close out Craft Beer Week.
Yeah. Which has been so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
So much fun.
Thank you for having Ian on here. I never heard Ian's backstory about all the work they did.
Isn't
to
great?
Create the brewery.
That's the best part about these, because it's, you know, it wasn't, well, I inherited from my great grandfather and we've, then my grand, you know, I take, now I'm next. It's not that. They all started these up themselves. Young people who had the courage to say, yeah, I can do this.
And it wasn't like, you know, I like beer. It was like, this guy was a biology major.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he went home and, Are you sure?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
and it wasn't
awesome.
Overnight. It
right.
took years.
Right.
You know?
Years
they bought
and
the
years.
Building. Then it was, you
and
know.
What I like, the other thing I like about him, Pat, and you've mentioned this before, but boy, the community support they got from the SBA, from the city, from the just, and go talk to 100 people. I mean, what a marching order
that
is. Well, I mean, right?
Yeah.
You're going to learn something. You talk to 100 people, you're going to learn something. And
plus, they meet you.
Right.
And now they know what you're trying to
so
do.
So I just,
and
that's
other
why,
crafters have helped
right.
the
right.
new ones.
Yeah.
Exactly. There are certain places that would have been, oh, I'm too busy for that. Right. I got my own. No, everybody's been like, you know, teamwork.
You start in a bubble, you're going to end up in a bubble.
And, you know, and just to give a shout out to the UWO. Small business help center because Zach is a graduate of that.
Right.
So if you are a person out in Radio Land thinking about starting a business, that UWO small business.
Last thing, what was it, Maurice? Who's the money? But he, the other thing I like about him, and I don't know where this came from, I didn't really ask him, but he, it was really important to him that he bought a historical building.
Yeah.
And some people don't have that.
I love that
story. Johnny and I both
took
like
him a year and a half to get it up and running.
He's like, look, we knew one, when they knew a couple things, but one of his tenants was, we knew we wanted to buy a historical building, and he really wanted the address to be on Main Street. And I thought,
and they didn't even have the business yet.
No.
It's like, let's get the building, and then let's do the business.
God. So, he had the
right. And so the fun, fruition of that story was Thursday, this past Thursday was the kickoff to Craft Beer Week.
Yeah.
My 34-year-old son and his girlfriend came from Minneapolis for the weekend, and they literally picked this weekend because it was Craft Beer Weekend.
Nice.
And we walked into Fifth Ward at 4 p.m., and Zach was right there and handed me the blueberry lime sour as I walked in the door.
Which Todd just drank.
And is amazing.
Where's Todd?
And is beaming.
He's sleeping under the table now.
I was wondering what that was. I thought it was my dog.
I'm driving him home.
Ian and Zach's bar was packed at 4 p.m. on Thursday, and everyone was there to try the blueberry lime sour and all of the other beers, and everyone was doing the Discover Oshkosh contest where you take a picture of yourself out, you know, in the breweries we still have this weekend, and then post it to Discover Oshkosh website, and then you too can win these amazing limited edition
hats.
Wow. And the amazing stickers. So
I got to congratulate you guys. I mean, when Todd was talking about this, I thought, oh, is there going to be enough interest? And it's like, holy cats, has there been the interest?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yes.
So we were out all weekend showing the kids around. We met so many interesting people from all over Northeast Wisconsin, because I'm out, you know, talking to people. Hey, why'd you come here? I don't think I found anybody from Oshkosh.
Right.
You know, they were from Medina and Door County and Fond du Lac, and they were out and just enjoying the town.
Okay. And you know, I thought it was kind of cool when Marla, before she left, she asked you when your next show was going to be on.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah.
Yes. So speaking of the next show, if we can, how do you transition from Craft Beer Week to coffee?
You just did.
Thank you. I believe today.
What's the first you're going to have after you have six craft beers some night?
Coffee.
So our video, Discover Oshkosh, Why I Love Oshkosh this month is coffee houses.
Okay.
And so I brought you gents some freshly brewed coffee from New Moon, which is literally a mile from where we sit. Jim, is that a cup of coffee or what?
It's hot.
It's almost too hot to drink. It's literally right out of the roaster.
Yeah. I love coffee, Pat.
So we have several coffee shops in Oshkosh, and two of them we really focused in on for the video series. New Moon, which to me is kind of the arty, you know, maybe the hipster coffee shop.
All right.
Tonight, if you are a ukulele player, tonight's uke night.
Ah.
At the New Moon, open call, bring your uke. New Moon in downtown Oshkosh, 6 to 8 p.m. and jam out.
Is there a beer called New Moon at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
Blue Moon.
Well, no, I know, but there's certain, and the reason I say this, when me and my dad, just brings back such great memories, we'd go brook trout fishing out in this tiny, tiny little backwoods town in the UP, and they had one beer, or one bar, cinder block, with, okay, just on, it was called the New Moon. It used to be the Blue Moon, and then it got burnt down, and so it's the New Moon. And I would love to, it's the only time I've ever almost saw my dad get in a fight with somebody, like a regular fight.
Oh, boy.
Or a pool game, but whatever. But I would just love to walk in there sometime, next time I go up there fishing, and walk in with a six-pack of New Moon beer and put it on their counter. They would go crazy.
They would, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That is great coffee. I should be there. That is great coffee.
That's good coffee. Shout out to New Moon.
That is New Moon. And I should be there because I do. I play the ukulele and I Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
But what?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I just want to say, wait.
Come on, let's go.
I will say this, you guys. What dad doesn't play the ukulele Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Are we all going to raise a hand? How do you want to? Todd does, yeah.
I mean, if right.
Quick pull.
I mean, come on.
I think it's like the musical instrument.
Where do you buy a ukulele from?
The music store.
High Music Store. They're like $100.
Our son plays ukulele.
Check into High Music, folks. Right. We have locations in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh.
Well, ukuleles. You know, you just sounded like the guy from the exclusive company. High Music Store in Green Bay, Oshkosh.
But yeah, you know that's.
Say it with me.
The guy in Hawaii that died, you know, the big guy who made that very...
Oh, yeah.
Don Ho?
No. It was the guy who sang...
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and yes.
If you had kids at that time or daughters...
Tiny Tim?
No. I'll find it.
You know, the guy who's weighed like 450...
He was from Hawaii.
Yes.
He was from Hawaii. He was from Hawaii.
But it wasn't Don Ho.
No.
He was three times the size of Don Ho. Anyway, he sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow ukulele. Everybody bought a ukulele and learned that song.
Everybody.
Is Israel. Is Israel right. Was his name.
Right.
Israel.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that he passed. That's sad.
Oh.
Okay. So we brought Dawn, and I.
That song will be played 20 times tonight.
Oh, yeah.
At 6 to 8 p.m. New Moon Coffee.
I'll put money on that.
Why tonight? What do you mean tonight?
It's uke jam.
It's uke jam. What did you just get here?
It's the uke jam, John. Okay. Uke jam. Right. I love you. Come
ukulele,
on.
Ukulele, that's
say uke. Say it with me. 3, 2, 1.
Uke jam.
Okay. Yes. Okay, Pat. I'm going to have another cannoli because of that. You got to talk about one, these. You, have, can I put out the, I put
have
out
another
the
one
request.
Of those beers.
I put out the request last week about cannolis. You delivered.
Yeah, you did.
So... for listeners, just to refresh your memory, last week John said, hey, how about those cannolis? Man. Pat stated incorrectly that the cannoli was a special restaurant week item only.
Yeah.
Dawn texted in, Facebooked in and said, no, the cannoli is now part of the regular menu. And then she forced me, when I got home, to call Jay Supley at Fox River Brewing
Love
Company and
Supley
say, guys,
brothers.
Jay, I need some cannolis because I'm going over
week,
to the show on Thursday. And Jay also gave me their amazing chocolate cheesecake that looks crazy.
Beyond belief.
Yes. That's made with the Hughes chocolate.
Yes, Hughes chocolate stout. Yes. And we also brought a six-pack of Hughes chocolate stout for you guys to enjoy with the cannolis and the...
I'm going to my mom's after this. I will take... not stout, but I'll take that. She'll
look
that.
At mom. Mom, yeah. This is coming to you.
Yeah, that's right. I stopped at Supley's and got that for you.
Wow.
Excellent.
That surprises me.
What that?
That you wouldn't tell you made it.
She does listen to the show.
She does listen.
I don't see Jim just showing up with this chocolate cheesecake.
I
made this. Look at this.
Yeah, I know.
It's got six layers.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Okay. That is great. All right, cool. So tonight, that's a big deal.
Big deal. Big deal. But the other thing that we that we've got to celebrate is the Pete's Garage Bar dive bar win.
Yep. Oh, they
number
won!
Number one dive bar in the U.S.
Oh, yes. No kidding. Right. Pete's Garage Bar. Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Won the March Madness Bracket Dive Bar Championship.
Awesome.
And
that's
they're
awesome.
Right here in Oshkosh on Oregon Street, yep. And they will be celebrating at Pete's tonight.
All right.
That is so cool. It's on Oregon Street?
Yes, it's on Oregon Street. I have not taken you guys there because, to be honest, it's like taking a genie, taking the cork out of the genie bottle over there.
Because I'd keep going back.
It's a garage themed dive bar.
I've got to see this.
You would love it.
Yes.
Got to see it.
Yes. You'll be so at home. You'll probably throw your wrenches out and start fixing something right on the bar.
Awesome. Fantastic. Love it. Got to be there. I know it's Todd speaks very highly
of
it.
He does.
Yeah. This is cool. Good stuff. Now, one other quick thing. We're going to send a quick break here. But Pat, all the different things. I'm going to ask you, young lady. All the different things you got going on in your head. Do you have somebody to keep them all straight? Like maybe this person?
I try.
Because he's so all over the place.
He is.
He's ADD.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror.
I know. Look in the mirror. He's out here and she's this calm presence. Yes.
Nice. We have calendars. You know, we have to, coordinate our calendars.
Yeah.
You got to have a manager.
Yes.
People.
She's your handler.
I'm his handler.
There you go. Very nice. You're doing a great job. Okay, we got to set a quick break. We'll be back with more Pat and Dawn Tracy. Discover Oshkosh. Having a great time down here in downtown Oshkosh. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
From downtown Oshkosh, WISS, have a phenomenal time with the, I don't even want to say the mayor of Oshkosh. I would just say the, what's the better
first
term?
First couple of
Oshkosh. I like that.
Ooh.
I like that a lot. Pat and Dawn Tracy.
I typically introduce myself as an Oshkosh ambassador.
There you go. Ambassador's nice.
Because who doesn't want to be an ambassador?
I want to be an ambassador of some country.
Yes.
Right. And then awesome.
That's a good
Mrs.
gig.
Ambassador.
Yeah. I know, right? I got a couple of texts here. Woohoo! With applauses. Congratulations, Pete's from Nancy. Another one, congratulations to Pete's from Jennifer. So it sounds like it's a place to meet the ladies, huh, Todd? I wonder why Todd spent so much time there.
So Pete's
we got another one. Hey, ask Todd when he's going there again. We'll have another blueberry lemon. That was so much fun talking about your dog.
Natasha.
Mm-hmm. Finding ghosts. Oh, I would find ghosts with you anytime, Todd. Wow. Okay. Pete's Garage. Where the magic happens.
Pete's has a couple things that it's really notable for. One is the bartenders can be a little salty.
Oh.
And so I remember the first time I was in there, and they've got, you know, their big sign up with all their beers. And I ask the bartender, hey, what's this craft beer like? And he looks at me and he looks at the sign. And he goes, there's the sign right there. Just pick one.
Wow. Sounds like that place in Chicago. What was that place in Chicago you go to? And that's part of their shtick was how rude they were to you.
Like Ed DeBevick.
Ed DeBevick.
Ed DeBevick. You're right.
So it's not like
it's not
that.
Quite that.
But
right.
it's almost there. And for those of you who enjoy some good Facebookery, Pete's Garage does have an awesome social media presence.
Oh, really?
And it's funny.
It's
you think
hilarious.
Todd's picture pops up in there?
I think,
it may.
I mean, I'm really trying to stay under the radar when I'm at Pete's because you don't want to, like, if you ever leave a 1-star review, then Pete will basically,
punch you down.
No, he'll agree with you and make you a hashtag and make t-shirts about you.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yes.
Love that. So what else you guys got going on now that spring has possibly sprung here in your great city?
Oh my gosh. It's a big shopping weekend for us here.
It is. We've got, along with the farmer's market this weekend.
Is that the first one?
No.
Oh.
We've been having them all winter.
We have them in the arena. We have
the indoor ones. Yeah, we still have the indoor ones.
So I'm sorry. It's an indoor one at the Oshkosh Arena. Is the Oshkosh Spring Arts and Crafts Show.
Oh, cool.
9 to 2 will be there at the same time as that.
Nice.
So, all right. So we like to do a little shopping. Don will be there.
Just look and see what
I'll be at Fifth Ward. It's right across the street.
That is the convenience of Fifth Ward and the arena. And then the only other thing I had was Friday at the Grand is Steam.
Oh, Steam.
At 7:30.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're awesome. Guys.
Yes, they are.
That's fun.
We were at the Whammies a couple of years ago, or a year ago, actually, I think. And they performed. They didn't have their entire, because there's, was it like 14 people in the?
Yes.
It's like huge. They had maybe half that. And they performed at the Whammies. They were fantastic. Mm. Really enjoyed them.
They are pros.
Yeah.
They are pros. Steve March Torme is the guy that I know. I mean, Mel Torme's son.
Right.
And the guy's older than me. He can sing like a bird.
Yeah. He's been on our show.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Then Len Nelson plays with them sometimes and everything. Oh, gosh. Yeah. They're great.
But I'll tell you guys, Saturday morning, if you want to see something fun, Saturday morning at Menominee Park is the Purveya Health Runaway to the Bay 55-mile relay race.
Wow.
I'm going to imagine us.
Right.
In our running shorts.
And in my big boot here I'm wearing.
I forgot about the boot.
Is that a relay or is that single?
It's a relay.
Okay.
So Runaway Shoes, I mean, they do all these great events around.
So can we find 54 guys by Friday?
53. We don't need 53.
I think the team limit might be 20, but when I look at it, I don't see anybody with more.
I have never heard of that long of a race of any type before.
So you start in Menominee Park. It's super fun because the dog and I will go out there at 6:30 and they'll have the music playing and they do the starting line. And we get to sing the national anthem. And then they literally run on the trails and on the streets all the way up to City Deck in Green Bay. That's the finish line.
Wow!
Yes. And so it's a relay. So you start, like you have your car with your four people, and then the first person runs as far as they can. Then the car stops, you touch the guy, and then you take off and run as far as you can.
That's fantastic.
That's how, the five of us, we could put a team together.
Yeah.
Wait, the five of us?
No.
Let me have another cannoli and think about that. Yeah.
So you say, what is it average? You said eight teams?
I see, like six, seven, eight people on a team.
Yeah, 5-6 miles, yeah.
You know, because you got to have like the chase vehicle set up or your van or whatever. But it's I've been watching the event every year. It gets bigger and bigger. And I don't know, I'm an early riser. I think there's nothing more exciting than being out along the shore of Lake Winnebago.
That's a perfect day, too, because it's going to be, what, 58? Oh,
beautiful day.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's good for you guys. That's going to be fun.
And so if you're out, you know, anywhere between Oshkosh and Green Bay and you see the runners on Saturday, you know.
Wow.
Give them a wave.
No question about it.
There's
and actually, you know what? I live right on the City Deck, basically. Yeah.
In the Johns House.
I'll be the welcomer when they come through.
There you go.
Yep.
You could be the finish line.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be at the checkered flag.
Is it all relay?
It's all relay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's always got some show off that's going to run 55 miles.
Yeah, you do it all by himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
No, there will. There's
like
a couple.
Todd. I know. The rest of my team didn't show off. I'll just carry it today.
Hey, it's great having you guys here. Oh, give yourselves a plug for this great city of Oshkosh.
Well, thanks for coming to Oshkosh. We love Oshkosh, and we hope you love Oshkosh, too.
We do.
Yeah, come on down.
You better believe it. No question about it.
What's going on here?
Pat and Don Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. When is your next episode, by the way?
Pat Discovers Coffee Houses could drop today.
Oh, today?
On Discover Oshkosh or Discover Oshkosh Facebook.
What's bigger, coffee houses around here or breweries?
Breweries are going to win that every day, John.
Win out over coffee.
but coffee houses is a close second.
It is, though.
It really is. That's people love coffee, and the coffee houses, it's fun to go. And they have, you talk about all these different types of beers, different types of coffees are very popular as well. So
it's no awesome. Question
and they sell beer in the coffee.
All right.
Tell us again where you can get those unbelievable cannolis and cheesecake.
Fox River Brewery, cannoli and cheesecake.
Beautiful. Pat Tracy, your lovely wife, Dawn, thank you both so very much for being here. Lisa, thank you for the hospitality. Lisa Hale coming down to Oshkosh. Todd, thanks for putting it all together. We've had a phenomenal time. Great guests. We'll keep it rocking with you guys. Mind of the Mayor.
See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.